This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Now finally here at home, in one of her first decisions as Secretary of State, she set up a private email server in her basement in violation of our national security. Let's face the facts. Hillary Clinton cared more about protecting her own secrets than she cared about protecting America's secrets. And then she lied about it over and over and over again. She said there was no marked classified information on her server. The FBI director said that's untrue. She said that she did not email any classified information. The FBI director says that's untrue. She said all work-related emails were sent back to the State Department. The FBI director said that's not true. So, as to Hillary Clinton, the charge of putting herself ahead of America, guilty or not guilty? I got another question for you. As to Hillary Clinton lying to the American people about her selfish, awful judgment in making our secrets vulnerable, what's your verdict? Guilty or not guilty? Now, time.
Well, I'll tell you, that isn't telling. See, this is what happens with socialism. As you go down that road, eventually you run out of other people's money, and of course in a democracy, which is hanging, it seems, by, its hair on its chinny chin chin here in America, there's a little bit of integrity. Now the people are coming together and saying, look at, we've got to be a country that's just and fair once again. And Chris Christie said, look at, what the federal government is not going to do. Let's prosecute the case here in front of the Republican National Convention. And, you know, Scott, it's a bit scary, when you hear people saying, lock her up. And you go, whoa, what is happening? But, the fact of the matter is that when you want to move back to justice, you yourself have to do some introspection and realize that you've been part of the problem. We've all participated in this. We've allowed the Clintons over the years to get to the point that they've done what they've done. I mean, we're going to be talking with Peter Schweitzer in a little bit about his movie, Clinton Cash. And I'll tell you, the book itself was quite provocative. The movie, has really lit up a lot of people there in Cleveland.
We've allowed politicians lying to be a joke for too long, and it's something that we don't accept from people in our day-to-day lives. Why would we accept it from people that we're electing to represent us?
But again, as we were talking with Tom DiLorenzo, the professor of economics at Loyola University and the author of the book The Problem with Socialism, is that you need, in order for elites to survive, you need an entitlement class. You need a dependent class to look to you as the one who has all the answers. And again, I think maybe there's just a little bit and maybe just enough left of democracy here in our country that might be able to right the ship. If not, Scott, I would say heaven help us. America, it's already been said for many years now that we are at that tipping point. And I believe that this election, this 2016 election, is so vital because, it could be adios democracy and this great American experiment. I mean, I believe it's that critical this year. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got a whole lot more. Stay with us. Thank you for joining us.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, okay, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go. And if you want to be in the running for the movie, we're giving away Miracles from Heaven. Yes. That movie with Jennifer Garner, what a great story. And you can have the DVD Blu-ray by simply just sending me an email, bill at billmartinezlive.com. And make sure you include your address. We'll put you in a hoppa. Your name is pulled. You got a free DVD coming your way, absolutely, with our compliments. Hey, Dan Perkins is with us right now. Always good to be talking with Dan. Domestic and foreign policy contributor to ReaganBaby.com, DailySurge.com, and TheHill.com. And he got his he got himself lost in Cleveland. How did you get to Cleveland?
Good morning, Mr. Ambassador.
Hey, really? Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you so much. Hey, I'm really excited. You know, only because you brought this up. Dan has asked me to be an ambassador for a program that he's been committed to for many years here on behalf of veterans. And you know, it's just, I got to tell you, it is such an honor and privilege, Dan, to be asked to, you know, come on the team and to serve. And I've already I've already given, you know, one of the MP3 players when I was in Boston. I had a driver, an Uber driver, a former military, and dealing with stress, and I just said, hey, I want to bless you. And he was just, he was so touched. I mean, he had been having a tough time, you know, dealing with the VA, has been suicidal, and, you know, the program that you have developed is just absolutely fantastic. And I just want to encourage, you know, our listeners to get involved and partner with us. They're welcome to get on board. I'd love to have them to be on the team. And you can tell them, you know, where they need to go for more information and to be a part of the solution.
They can go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and learn about our program. And there's a simple donate button for $10. You may have the potential to save a soldier's life. And I can't thank you enough for your support. And from now on, as I said, you're going to be my ambassador. And once we can get together, I'm going to give you a plaque. But from now on, every time we talk, it's Mr. Ambassador.
Well, thank you very much, Dan. I appreciate it. Well, let me tell you, it's you know, and that's very nice, you know, the recognition. But for me to be on the front line with you to help our soldiers, we got 20 soldiers. Was it 20 soldiers a day committing suicide, or is 20 a month? Is what was the number?
No. Almost one every hour, Bill.
Yes. Okay. So it's
every hour.
Yeah. That
over
is just,
20 a day.
Yeah. It's just heartbreaking. And what you have done with the you know with the MP3 device and what's available to them when they plug into the website, the music, the books on tape, and that sort of thing. What you know to to give them some sense of being and calmness in that, and it's amazing how this little gift, this MP3, has so much power, and it's saving our vets. It's phenomenal.
Yes, yes, and I hope that if we get the right president, we'll get somebody who can come in and fix the VA and help the soldiers.
Well, and regardless, Dan, we will continue to fight the good fight because our government, you know, this is the thing that people need to wake up to. Our government is not the government of everything. I know there is a party that would lead us to believe and want us to believe that we need to rely on them, that they, you know, but for them, you know, we would be so messed up because we need their bureaucracy. We need their concept of the government of everything. But eventually, as Margaret Thatcher said, just like socialism, you run out of other people's money and we're already looking at $20 trillion in debt. If Bernie Sanders would have been, you know, if he'd have been elected, it would have been close to 40 and Atlas would have shrugged. And meanwhile, we'd have been deeper and deeper and deeper in debt.
Yes, absolutely.
Nope. Well, you're there in the eye of the needle. We played the audio track of Chris Christie prosecuting Hillary Clinton. That was very powerful last night, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I sent you a copy this morning of an article that was published yesterday that I wrote on the Daily Surge about the prosecution of Hillary Clinton. Different attack than Christie, but I thought his I thought that. In watching the convention, Bill, it's clear to me that if there's a decent media person at that convention, the number of opportunities for commercials for the fall campaign, whether it's the mother of the person who was murdered and says that Hillary lied to her over
Pat,
her son's
Pat death. Smith. Pat Smith. I mean, it's so heartbreaking.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, and Christie last night, all of those, there's a series of commercials there in what Christie did last night. Young Donald was incredibly articulate. And as the focus group that I watched, after the show, talked about how, they're beginning to change. These were people undecided who are beginning to change their opinion on Trump because they believe that these children that they're seeing are real, they're genuine, they're honest, and they're getting their value system from their father. And that's beginning to change people that are thinking about the quality of this man who's running for president.
Boy, it's quite quite a testimony to his parenting, even though you might say, you know, with his multiple marriages and, you know, all the negatives you might want to pull out. But, you know, the bottom line, when you've got children that represent the family and, you know, are representative of our country. I mean, this is, you know, yes, this comes from Donald Trump, but it also comes from America. I mean, what we've been able to allow here and present in terms of, you know, being a, you know, a country of opportunities, right?
Yeah, and I think the other point that needs to be made is, yes, the man's had three marriages. Nobody's perfect. But the important part of that message, Bill, is he didn't abandon his children.
Yes.
He stayed engaged with his children even though they had different mothers. And he has relationships. They have respect for him. He treats them with respect. He challenges them to do their best, to be the best they can. So he was engaged with these children as they were growing up. He didn't turn them over to somebody else to raise.
Exactly. Did you get a chance to see Peter Schweizer's movie Clinton Cash? I know it was previewed there, last night or the night before?
No, I did not get a chance to see it, but I'm going to see it as soon as I can.
Well, we're going to be talking with Peter a little bit later on. Looking forward to that. Also, you got Dinesh D'Souza, I guess his movie, Hillary's America. I mean, is she going to get pummeled or what here?
I just can't imagine what they're going to say. There's going to be such a huge contrast between the Democratic and the Republican conventions. Mm-hmm. And I'm, in fact, trying to get Mr. D'Souza for my Tuesday evening program to do an interview with him. I've heard him interviewed several times recently, and he's got a wonderful story to tell about how being in prison caused him to rethink about his life and what was going on in the American system, which developed this particular movie. So I'm looking forward to see that.
Exactly. Well, we've talked to him many times. In fact, you know, right before, you know, he really had to hunker down and really focus on this movie, was, you know, we had talked to him while he was still going through the process, but coming out of, you know, being, you know, paying his debt, you know, which was amazing. Because you think about what he did and how aggressive the feds went after him, but yet gave Hillary a big pass. But Christie last night, I mean, and the thing is, the audience, their response of lock her up, I mean, whoa, man.
Yeah.
That was,
guilty.
Yeah.
Tell your audience, I sent you a copy of the article from The Surge. It works very well with this discussion about Christie last night. You know, have them go to thesurge.com and look at it, or you, if you have room on your website,
we'll
post it for Adair.
We will. Dan Perkins, thank you so much for being with us.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new survey found that more than three-quarters of parents consider their child's education an important part of the search for a new home. Of those, more than half will buy a home in a specific neighborhood to get their child into a better school. The inaugural Bank of America Home Buyer Insights Report also found that the quality and reputation of a school are crucial when purchasing a new home. Kathy Cummings, Senior Vice President, Home Ownership Solutions and Education Executive, Bank of America.
With back-to-school season quickly approaching, we're seeing families take advantage of this break to move into new school districts for a better educational experience. It's important for potential buyers to sit down with a mortgage loan officer and look at their financial picture as a whole in order to make the best purchase decisions for their families. There are numerous financing and planning options available to make the transition as smooth as possible for today's home buyers.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I want to live this life unsafe, unsure, but not afraid.
Bill Martinez.
I can see through the darkness. I'll hold up a flag.
It's All About You, America. Why not? 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Hey, I guess maybe we need to get Scott the big voice to say Ambassador Bill or Broadway Bill. I mean, you know, the names are changing here. But I got to tell you, I'm really excited and thrilled and honored to be involved with, you know, Songs for Soldiers and that program. It is just absolutely, absolutely terrific. And I know we're saving lives, and they've been doing this for a long time, and we're just excited to be partnering with Dan Perkins and the rest of the committee there. You know, I understand. This is like, it's July. It's still summertime, right? And you're going to go, Martinez, you're talking about back to school here. What's going on? Well, we're all enjoying the beautiful summer weather, and it is gorgeous. I'm here on the West Coast right now. I just cannot believe it. Well, you know, it's just, if it wasn't for the way the state runs here, but it's nice to visit. And, so I'm here on the West Coast and, enjoying the weather and, you know, the summertime here. And, you know, we got shopping and retail outlets. They're already preparing for back to school shopping. I mean, I've gone through and looked and go, oh my goodness, it's already here. It's, you know, probably in another couple of weeks, they'll be getting ready for Halloween and then on to Christmas. You know how fast it's been going. Well, for more than 20 years, the Cotton Incorporated Lifestyle Monitor Survey has kept its finger on the pulse of consumer behavior and preferences. The vast quantity of retailers and products can be overwhelming for shoppers. And I bet you want to know how your back-to-school shopping plans compare with the rest of the country. And we have the expert here with us, Justin Coates. He's the manager of market analysis in the Consumer Marketing Division of Cotton Incorporated. Good morning, Justin. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having us on today.
Hey, always good to have you on. I mean, this is an annual event for us, and I really like, you know, the kind of information that you bring to us each time, because as we know, knowledge is power, and we want to be able to bless our listeners with this information that will be helpful for them with their back-to-school, you know, plans. Now, give us an idea, an overview of what were the results of the Lifestyle Monitor survey this year.
Sure. Well, of course, our Lifestyle Monitor survey, as you mentioned, has been conducted for over 20 years now, since I was a young back-to-school shopper. And this year, we continue to see that clothing tops the consumer shopping list, followed by, of course, school supplies, electronics, footwear. But this year, we see that shoppers are holding back their spending a bit. Expectations for clothing spending are relatively flat from last year. But that could be good news for you and your listeners, because brands and retailers, they see this uncertainty on the horizon, and they're going to be looking to sales, discounts, coupons, promotions to get the shoppers in the door and get them buying.
Yeah, they got to move the product. I know in Florida, where I'm based at most of the time these days, you know, for back to school time, they'll do a no tax period. You know, they won't charge taxes. You know, again, to just invigorate and stimulate the back-to-school buying season. Now, when do consumers typically shop for back-to-school clothing?
Right. Well, actually, about 2 in 3 Americans say that they're going to have their back-to-school shopping done before the bell rings on the first day of school. It's interesting you mentioned Florida. I'm talking to a few folks already that mentions the national sales tax day. Of course, we have one in North Carolina, too. But I hear that kids in Florida start a little bit earlier, so only a few weeks away from having to get that shopping done before that first day of school. But again, most Americans, they're getting it done before that first day approaches.
Well, you know, and the rest of the states need to be encouraged by what North Carolina and what Florida is doing and leading the way with a, you know, a free sales tax kind of day for back to school purchases and that sort of thing. And it's positive all the way around, you know, for the consumer as well as the retailer, as you know, Justin. How much do back to school shoppers plan to spend this season?
Right. Well, on average, consumers plan to spend about $270 on back-to-school clothing this year. Again, it's pretty flat from last year. So brands and retailers are going to be looking to the sales and discounts. But some potential good news for brands and retailers is about 3 in 4 parents admit that, oh, when they're shopping for something for their children, they pick up a few things for themselves as well. So brands who can be really adept at inspiring these impulse purchases can help pad their bottom line during this sluggish growth this season.
You got consumers in the store want to take advantage, you know. So what if little Johnny gets a little upset and has to remind mom, hey, be focused here. This is about me for just a moment.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't matter. There's something for everyone this season.
Exactly. Well, online has continued to grow. Do we see an increase in online purchases this year?
Well, it's really interesting. I'm sure you've heard a lot about Amazon taking over the world with drones and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But still, 85 to 90% of retail sales occur in physical stores. And that's very consistent with what we see for back to school. About 80% of back to school shoppers plan to do those clothing purchases in the physical store. But that doesn't mm-hmm. mean that online's not important. It's actually the top destination for consumers to browse clothing, to research clothing before they get in the physical store. And let's just say if you've got a couple young kids with you and you're trying to buy that back-to-school merchandise, it's best to have a plan in place before you bring them to the store and let them loose.
Yeah, you let them loose. I got to tell you, it is a study in human sociology, back-to-school purchasing. I see moms, you know, and they're there with a couple of kids, and you got a kid in half a T-shirt, another kid going in another direction. It's like, you know, you want to offer them a drink or something.
That's why they're buying some cotton stuff for themselves, because they've earned it.
Exactly. Hey, honey, you know, I know we overspent a little bit, but you weren't with these kids shopping for school clothes. Next time, that can be your project. But it's all very practical when it comes down to it. So, the other thing, too, because you mentioned the brick and mortar and how important it is, and that consumers still want to have that personal touch. And it seems like more so than ever. And I would say one thing to retailers, and I'm not sure if your report brought this out at all, Justin, but the stores that are more customer-centric, that understand that people still want to have that relationship. And, you know, we're seeing reports where Main Street is starting to, kind of almost be born again, because people like the idea of having that, you know, that direct, you know, communication and touch of a local salesperson.
Right, definitely. And we can see where some of the top channels consumers are buying. They're looking at some of those tried and true discounters, mass merchants like Walmart and Target, kind of those mid-price department stores, JCPenney and Kohl's, and even specialty retailers like H&M, Gap, Zara are topping the list. But when we're talking to parents specifically, they're more likely to go to some of those mass retailers because they can get, of course, the clothing shopping done. They can also get the school supplies, the electronics. It's really a one-stop shop.
Exactly.
Make those trips less frequent.
Well, Justin, going back to the back-to-school clothing items themselves, what items particularly are consumers planning to buy this season?
Well, we continue to see that wardrobe staples and cotton favorites like T-shirts, jeans, undergarments, socks, and pants really top the list. However, over the past few years, we have seen increased interest in things like leggings and activewear. You've probably seen at the grocery store, maybe at the mall, or even at work, people wearing their activewear where they once would have worn a casual outfit or even their mm-hmm. work attire.
Right.
This athleisure trend has really trickled into back-to-school shopping as well, and is a major opportunity for cotton because most
right.
activewear items are synthetic. Cotton kind of offers some differentiation in these products for consumers.
Yeah, without a doubt. Your Lifestyle Monitor survey, what did it say about this whole experience becoming kind of a family effort, you know, where the more of the family is getting involved? Are you seeing indications of that as well?
Well, it's really interesting. The majority of parents buying for their children say that, you know, it's a joint effort. It's not just the parent deciding or the kid deciding. They're both working together to find the best fashions that also meet the parent's budget. And it's even interesting when looking at parents talking about where they're getting their ideas for their kids' back-to-school clothing. They're looking at what their kids already like, what their kids want, and also what their friends are wearing. So they make sure that they can get the products that will help them be comfortable as well as fit into the latest trend.
Exactly. Well, Justin Coates has been our guest. Thank you, Justin, for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
God is on the move, on the move.
Get our country back. It really is a spiritual issue. You know, the conversation I had with Governor Huckabee several years ago, I said, Governor, we can drive ourselves nuts talking about all these different issues and get caught in the weeds on it, but it's up to we the people. And you know, recently, and I hope you heard what the sheriff in Baton Rouge, Louisiana had to say. This is not a gun problem. It's a heart problem. You know, America needs to take a pause, a needed pause, to do some introspective consideration of where they are right now. You know, this country was based on morality, on people of values. Our founders said, hey, you take that out of the calculus and this country, this great American experiment, will implode on itself, in so many words. And here we are. We're in absolute chaos right now. We are reaping exactly what we have sown. And, people say, well, Martinez, you're being overtly religious. Well, you know, at some point, you got to call the question. You got to be able to be honest with yourself and the results. Are you happy with what we're producing here in this country, whether it has to do with, you know, our families, marriages, life, the children that we're raising? It is most difficult and extremely chaotic. And I know many people that I speak with across the country, and even, you know, recently when I was overseas in Ireland, people are concerned, and understandably, and they should be. In America, you know, here we are, the land of opportunity, and as Ronald Reagan said, we're that light on a hill. And that light on the hill represented a lot more than just prosperity and opportunity. It represented a moral people. And we have chosen to let go of that anchoring point, which is so critical, you know, so that we could do as we darn well please. Because somehow we think that if we get God out of the public square and God's irrelevant, then, you know, it doesn't matter. Oh, really? Tell me that it doesn't matter. Look at the results of, you know, kicking God out of the classroom. You know, here we are with all the money that we produce and the success and smart people that we have in this country. We're one of the most awful, educational, educational countries in terms of other countries around the world. I mean, we are just, we're missing it. And you can drive yourself nuts and start talking, well, blame it on the unions and blame it on teachers don't care and all this other stuff that's going on. The fact of the matter is it has to do with the very heart and soul of our nation. Well, we're standing by here right now for Peter Schweitzer. I've been looking forward to having Peter on with us. He's there in Cleveland at the RNC. He premiered his movie the other night that was just absolutely electrifying, I understand. The movie, of course, based on his best-selling book, Clinton Cash. Quite revealing, a lot that you've heard about that's been very well documented. People have challenged it, but it's difficult when you start looking at, and follow the money, as they say. And you start, you follow the money, you follow the smoke, and there's lots of smoke around the Clinton Foundation. And then you throw into it these emails that suddenly have disappeared that you can't find, that, as Chris Christie brought out in prosecuting the case last night at the RNC, what Hillary said and what the FBI director said doesn't coincide. She's out there on her own. And Clinton Cash, the movie, is extremely revealing. And I have to tell you, I thought Benghazi movie was going to really put a death nail in her. But she survives. I mean, she continues to survive. And the thing is, I know a lot of people are talking about Hillary Clinton and making it be like, all the problems and ills of our nation, lie at her doorstep. Don't think that. I mean, we're complicit in this. We've allowed, the elites and the bureaucracy of our country to run rampant. And so we have the America that we have chosen and have acquiesced to. This is a government that was designed by our founders to be a government of, for, and by we the people. It's not that. It is a government of, for, and by the elites. And what the elites need is they need an entitled class, and they've continued to grow that class at our expense, which is most incredible. And what have they done it for? For one reason, and this is the thing you've got to hear, and I know it sounds diabolical, but the fact of the matter is they're doing this for their own political survival. It's not about the best interests of the people. There's very few people that are putting it all on the line. And again, I may be a little prejudiced, and I understand if that's the way you feel about Peter Schweitzer. My feelings toward Peter Schweitzer is because I appreciate that as the president of the Government Accountability Institute, he is, he's at the forefront of the good fight that we should be with him. We should be shoulder to shoulder and back to back with the Government Accountability Institute, supporting what they're doing and holding these politicians' feet to the fire, to the promises they make. I mean, I think my first conversation, about 3 or 4 years ago with Peter was over his book, Throw Them All Out. And I was so encouraged to see that somebody was willing in the era of political correctness to take on the things that are unjust and unrighteous in our government. But I got to tell you, disappointingly, it was like Atlas Shrugged. It's like, well, you might as well, get that T-shirt with Hillary's quote on it. At this point, what difference does it make anyway? Well, do we not want to think about our children? Do we not want to consider whatsoever our grandchildren and the kind of America that we're leaving to them? I mean, is that our legacy? Is that what this generation, considering that, we were born of the world's greatest generation, our parents, and I'm talking the baby boomer parents who, suffered so incredibly, for the sake of freedom, put their lives on the line and served this country and allowed freedom to withstand the push against it and the evil incursion of the Third Reich. What would have happened? Denise D'Souza in the movie, what if, imagine what the world would have been like without America at any point in history. And we're kind of getting close to that right now when you think about it, because America's kind of checked out. And so if you want to get a little preview of what the world would look like without America, We're seeing it right now in the world stage. Look what's happening in the Middle East, in China, with Russia, with Israel, our allies, as Marco Rubio so brilliantly put it, is that our allies, they no longer trust us, our friends, they don't know what to count on from America, and worse yet, our enemies don't even fear us. We're a paper tiger to them. They continue to push. I mean, look at the Iranian deal. I mean, on and on, and the incursion of people coming to this country, not to serve this country, not to serve the citizens of this country, who have buttressed up and allowed, you know, this country to continue on in this 21st century. Are they adding to our day? Are they coming to add to the proposition of this great opportunity that here is for them and their children and grandchildren? Hey, welcome. Welcome. Be a part of the solution. But if you're coming here to take us over and surreptitiously, you know, come in and encroach on our freedoms, or, you know, as you're doing now in many cases, is taking advantage of our freedoms and beating us over the head with it, and we're all just sitting there just taking it. I mean, when do you say enough is enough and call it for what it is? But, you know, political correctness has allowed us to sear our conscience, to, you know, just kind of, you know, like I say, just kind of shrug about everything. And somehow, I don't know if we're, if the prevailing attitude, which concerns me because that seems to be growing, the prevailing attitude is somehow, you know, somebody in a white horse is going to come in and save the day. That's not the way this country was designed. It was designed from the ground up. That's the way it was designed. Even though it was a small number of people, percentage-wise, that believed in the vision and fought for it, put their lives on the line, they put their resources, their honor, their future. I mean, they signed their death warrants. Are you willing to sign your death warrant on behalf of the America of the 21st century that you believe in? See, but I think we need to capture a new vision, a reinvigorated vision for this country that, yes, we can reclaim this country. But we got to come together. We got to be unified on this. We've been so hyphenated to death that we've been bifurcated, and we're no longer the United States. We're the ununited States. That's what it's come down to, ladies and gentlemen. But we've got to find a way to get back together. It is absolutely vital to our survival. It's 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Booyah! Just another Spanish love song.
Don't be afraid. You will not be hurt if you comply. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, really. Don't be afraid, okay? It's not going to hurt you. It might help you. 14 before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. David Drucker is with us. He's in Cleveland. Yes, Cleveland, Ohio at the RNC. David is the senior congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. David, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. Well, as you write in your piece this morning, it is official. And who would have thought a year ago that Donald Trump would be the official presidential nominee for the Republican Party?
You're right, exactly right. Who would have thought? But here we are.
Yeah. And, you know, and it was, I think, a better night for them last night than it was the night before overall, right? Did you think that?
So I have to say that they were more thematically on the message that Trump wants to prosecute and the message that he's trying to deliver to voters. I still think there were some scheduling snafus with you have speakers in the primetime hour speaking to a mostly empty convention hall because of the way they structured the headliners. Mm-hmm. And the way you want to do this, because, you know, delegates and other guests are normal people that want to go out and eat and drink and get to sleep or whatever it is you want the headliner to go last, which apparently they're doing tonight. Mike Pence is going to be last in the primetime program. So they had some issues with that, but it was a much better convention than it was on Monday from the standpoint of getting people to talk about the things that the Trump campaign thinks they need to talk about in order to win.
Well, you know, they had some powerful speakers, and of course some of that got lost. They were talking about a night one. Over the controversy with Melania and the proposed plagiarism issue. And, you know, I've spoken with several speech writers, and, you know, this is, you know, for them, this is just absolutely unforgivable, you know, for a speech writer to do this and, you know, to allow their candidate, their person, to be exposed like this.
Yeah, and look, I think the problem politically is not that the mistake happened, because they do, mistakes happen in campaigns. Mm-hmm. But the Trump campaign, as is typical, didn't want to admit that there was a mistake and blamed, you know, the media for making things up or blamed other people. And it was just, they turned a 3-hour story into a 2-day story. Mm-hmm. The other thing, you know, about Monday night that I think mattered is that they had a lot of powerful speakers talking about some of the failures of the Obama administration as it relates to Hillary Clinton in particular. But the theme of the night was Make America Safe Again. And you didn't really get a sense of how the Trump administration was going to make America safe again, other than we're not Hillary, which mm-hmm. may be enough to win. But what you want to do, it's very necessary to indict your opponent and their policies. But you need to then come in with how you're going to make things different other than I'm not him or her.
Exactly.
And so you had a lot of powerful criticism about, you know, the Benghazi terrorist attacks and other things ISIS, but you didn't have a coherent message on how Trump will make America safe again. And I think that's what the missed opportunity was, and it led to a sort of message that you couldn't really make out other than Clinton is very bad.
Right, exactly. And it almost reverberated again the following night. Because the theme was supposed to be about the economy, and you know, and some of that got lost again. You know, and I agree with you, David. I think they've already got you know, they're like preaching to the choir, and this is their national opportunity to talk to those independents, those people that are sitting on the fence, that say, okay, give me a vision, help me understand, give me some faith. I mean, the reason that they're independent is because they've broken off with both parties. They've lost faith in understanding. You know, they're not catching the vision of what they want to communicate other than, hey, just elect me because I want to be in office.
That's right. Again, it was Make America Work Again. It was ironic, as granted, this wasn't in the primetime TV hour, but as we went through the roll call that officially nominated Trump, a lot of the states introduced themselves, you know, the great state of X, Y, or Z.
Right.
And basically a lot of them were like, and where the economy is great and everybody's, you know, working and happy and making a lot of money. So it's sort of like, on the one hand, all these states say everything's great. On the other hand, of course, we know that many Americans don't think that. But it was a sort of contradictory message there. And again, there were some good speeches by Trump's children. And those were good. But again, we didn't get a sense of, you know, you want to reinforce this night after night with such a sort of captured audience. And I thought they could have done more there to drive home Trump's, you know, economic vision for the economy.
David, what do you make of this controversy with John Kasich and Ohio? I mean, this is just, you know, here we are. It's about unifying. And you've got somebody who is a leader in the party, and he's MIA.
Well, look, I mean, people are going to make their own judgments about who's to blame. Is it Kasich's fault for not endorsing the nominee, just like we see in past elections? Somebody loses, they come around. We saw it on the Democratic side with Sanders coming around to Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it, you know, Trump's fault for not being more magnanimous in victory and trying to establish a relationship with the people he beat?
Exactly.
So I know there are two sides to that. What I'm going to say, look, as a matter of political analysis, what I'm going to say is that I think Trump has missed an opportunity since May 3rd to reach out to the people that he beat and you know, look, he went after them in sort of unprecedented fashion for a political campaign with personal attacks. But fine, all's fair in politics and war. But
right.
Just say, look, I really want your support. I need your support. I understand if you, even if you never come around, even if it's too hard for you, I just want you to know I'm here for you. And, you know, after I'm elected president, I look forward to working with you, even if you know, even things like that.
Exactly.
Go a long way towards getting people off the fence or to come around. The way Trump does it, and we've seen this at the convention, in interviews, his kids, Paul Manafort, Trump himself, basically saying these people are, you know, jerks, and we don't need them, and that's just not, if you really think you do need to unify the party, that's not the way to do it.
Exactly. No, I agree with you. I think it is a missed opportunity. In a previous article, and you and I had this discussion about the FBI rebuke could end up haunting Clinton, and certainly Chris Christie brought it to bear last night, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. It was a rough speech. Look, the convention hall loved it. I think there are a lot of voters out there that it resonated with. I think there are a lot of voters out there, possibly sort of swing female suburban voters, that might have thought the attacks were a little bit too harsh. In a sense, like, yeah, I agree with you. She should have been indicted. But, I mean, lock her up.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's just so, eh. People are responding that way. I've seen this with, I used to see this with Democrats more than Republicans. They would go after a Republican nominee in such harsh fashion. I saw this particularly in 2000 and 2004 with Bush, and especially in 2000. I remember when the Gore campaign or somebody ran an ad accusing Bush essentially of murdering somebody as governor of Texas because of some policy.
Mm.
And the general reaction was, I mean, I don't know if I like Bush, but geez, he's not, you know, he seems like a good guy, or
I don't know
that he murdered anybody. So you've got to, this thing, look, it may totally work. I think there's also a chance that over time it backfires. because then it sounds personal and you get away from what she actually did. You want to keep the focus on what she actually did.
Exactly.
And not get people to cringe about how you're talking about her.
Well, you end up winning the battle and sacrificing the war, because the ultimate objective is to do what Donald Trump has suggested, and that is that we become, you know, a one America again, you know, which really Rudy Giuliani was, you know, was yelling at the other day. I mean, he's very vociferous and very animated. I haven't seen Rudy Giuliani be that animated in a long time.
Yeah, well, you know, he might, he's battled with the Clintons ever since they moved to New York for years, so I wasn't really surprised to see him take this opportunity to go get them.
Well, David, we've got about 30 seconds. Anything that we're missing? I mean, you're there at the ground floor. Outside, you know, we've got some tussles being reported, but it seems to be very well handled by law enforcement there in Ohio.
So far, that part of the convention week to me seems really easygoing.
Mm-hmm.
Just haven't seen reports of major issues like that. And so far, so good. We've got 2 days to go.
Okay, I lied to you. I said 30 seconds, and I misread my clock. You know, I did graduate, and I know how to read a clock, but I missed it. So we got about a minute and a half left here, David. What about tonight?
Well, look, I think tonight what is the theme tonight?
Make America First Again. Make America First
Thank
Again.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no worries.
Yeah. So interesting. Look, they keep the sort of the big push here is unity.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep stressing that Trump is a unifying figure both for the party and the country. I think that that is a really good approach to take, given that it's a really tough sell for him.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't come to be seen as a unifying figure, it makes it harder for him to win. And in part, that's because the demographics, at least for now, you know, are tougher for the Republicans than the Democrats. And Trump really needs to work on his ability to be seen broadly by voters as somebody they can trust to put in the Oval Office. They don't trust Clinton, but they, in a sense, trust her to be a president to make. It's weird. Like, they don't trust her, but they think she'd know what to do as president.
Right.
And they trust Trump more as a person, but they're not yet sold that he can actually be a president.
Exactly. Well, we've got some good speakers tonight. Newt Gingrich, of course, and then it'll all be wrapped up with Indiana governor and the vice presidential pick, Mike Pence.
Yep.
So a lot going on. David, thank you so much for coming on giving us an update
thank
there in Cleveland, Ohio at the Republican National Convention. David Drucker, a political correspondent for the Washington Examiner, senior congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. David Drucker. This is Bill Martinez. Stay with us, America. We've got more coming up. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And don't forget to email me at Bill@BillMartinezLive.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Worried about